present, myself, Ross Ali, member at large, chair. We have Tyler Egner, member at large, is here in the room. And then Danae Johnson is here, and I remembered her name. I could think for a second. She's from, you know, from Board of Ed. Ben Davies is online from Board of Ed, and Rodney Fortier, first selectman, is here in online. David Cole, selectman, is here in person. And then let's see what else. And we also have Melissa Wieland is not able to attend tonight. So we do have a quorum. And we also have present Jim Rupert, our town administrator, Bill Collins, CFO, Mary Johnston, board clerk. And I think I covered everything except for Jim Lorsch, who's always here as the public. So before. And so, I'm sorry, Superintendent Caruso is here, back from Iceland. So, anyway, I would just like, before we go further,
Ross, can I just, I don't know, Rodney, is he very muffled? Can you hear him?
No, he is muffled, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Yes.
All right, thanks, Mary.
How is that?
Yeah. Who is muffled?
You were. You are, Rodney.
I'm right near the owl.
Nope, now you sound better.
Better.
Very so I'm wondering if the owl wasn't working because we just moved the microphone.
Much better now.
Okay. Nope. Then we're all, can you guys hear Superintendent Caruso and Danae?
Yes.
Try talking.
Yes, if you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, hello?
Much better.
All right. So then what I want to do is just entertain, before we go further to public participation, just entertain a motion to amend our agenda under ongoing business to add a new item A for starters about discuss the proposed budget that's going to be presented to the public hearing next week.
I'll make a motion to add an item under A to or 5A to add a discussion for the ongoing budget presentation.
Do I have a second? Okay, second by Danae. Awesome. Any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? And I'm abstaining, not voting. So then we can go on to public participation. There are no members of the public present in the room. And I don't know if Jim Lorsch wants to speak. And Jim is muted, so I guess he is not speaking. So then we can move on to the approval of our minutes of April 9th.
And make a motion to approve the minutes from April 9th as presented.
So I have a motion from David Coles.
Second.
And seconded by Tyler Egner to approve the minutes as is. Discussion.
I like having the yeas and nays on here.
Cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask if that format looked okay.
Looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I imagine we're going to do lots of minutes and lots of motions in the upcoming couple of meetings.
The whole others present via Zoom. I know Ashley and Andy Brunio were here in person. Andy's not mentioned, and Ashley's not as being so via Zoom.
Yeah.
But I mean, they'd be members of the public.
So under others present via Zoom, Ashley Phelan was here in person, not via Zoom.
Okay.
And then we also had Andrew Brunio, right? Here in person.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
He's
the
chair of the board. Mm-hmm.
And they were in person.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes it's hard to see who's where.
Yeah.
They came in with the onslaught of Board of Ed people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No problem.
I'm not seeing anything.
I would just amend the second motion under 3A, or I guess it's the third motion, really. We recess indefinitely until other members arrive.
So that's item D.
Yeah.
The
No.
2D.
No. D is my first
Oh,
initial.
that's your
There's
initial.
three Ds, and yeah, it's the
That's
last
like
motion in that
okay.
section.
So it was until other members arrived.
Correct. Since
Got
we
it.
did come back, it wasn't indefinite.
Yeah, it wasn't completely indefinite.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll amend my motion to include that edit.
As well as the other two about the
Yes,
others about
as
the
well as the
members
other
present.
two present in person.
Do I have a second on the change to the amendment? Since you made the you seconded it,
Okay.
Tyler.
Okay.
So motion made to amend the a motion to amend the motion by David and a second by Tyler to the amended motion. Any further discussion?
I have a question. I think it's just me learning about this. In 4B,
Yep.
in that big chunky paragraph, it says the committee added $30,000 to the town surplus. Did we do that? I thought the town
That was from the
gave,
selectman side.
yeah, the BOS gave 30,000
It was given
back, kind
back.
of like
I don't know what it was.
that
Well,
ends
we
up
added
in
back to the
surplus.
account.
It ends up in surplus. Yes, it does.
It ends up in this.
Do it. The Board of Selectmen.
Well, we added during the
Yes.
meeting.
Oh,
Like we added to the spreadsheet.
okay.
Because you knew it was. Yeah.
But
That
there
was
was not a gift.
$30,000 give back. Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. Correct.
Board of Selectmen.
And we actually accounted for it incorrectly in the motion, but
Correct.
we'll take care of that, further down the road. So I don't think that's any change to that then. Okay, no further discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, abstentions. So I'm abstaining. There's no nays, so it passes by unanimously by those voting members present. So we can now move on to our elected official and town staff reports. So I'd like to see how we can just hopefully just move through this relatively quickly, just because I do want to focus most of our time on, the proposed budget for next week's public hearing and what modifications we can tell folks about at that meeting. We don't have time at this one. We can't do it to that presentation at this meeting, but I do want to focus more on that. So, Jill, if you want to go through tax collection summary, and if there's anything, call out anything that is, anything that we have of concern.
No. So as I promised last week, I would go through the other. So the current levy, there's a schedule down below that says the prior year percentages, but I promised that I would give you what the last year for motor vehicles was 99.30. Supplemental last year was 99.54. Prior period was 94.44, and interest was 96.16%. And other than that, the revenues are the revenues. And this is as of March 31st. This doesn't include more recent tax collection, which we'll see later, because I have updated that a little bit.
So when I look at that thing where it says previous year, current levy collected, what are those columns line up with the headings up above at the top of the page or what?
I don't understand the question.
If you go where it says previous year's levy collected.
But it says current year levy. It's only the current year.
Well, it
It's
says
only the
previous.
top.
I'm looking on the screen down at that purple line, and it says previous year, current year. So you're, which columns are which?
Previous year, current year levy collected. It's all just the current levy. So last, so you see March 31st, 2026, it's the same as current
Yes.
levy, and all of those are only current year. They're not the other ones. Percentage only pertains to current year. So current year last year for March was 99.89. You understand?
No, it to me, it's still not clear. Because I just see a bunch of numbers floating there under that line that says previous year, current year.
Yes. So previous year, the current year tax.
So why don't you start me with where it says 8.31,
So Ross,
831. So
look up
this,
where it says current year levy. So
yeah.
these are all the previous year current year levies compared to. So if you see the dates, it's only the current year levy that we're giving percentages at the bottom. So current year
Okay.
levy for July of 25 was 2.04. And that was the first period, that was the first month of the current fiscal year. But a year ago from that, it was 89.16. They're only current year numbers. I mean, current year levies. So it's all new taxes.
Okay.
New taxes.
The months are all out of order. That's what makes it kind of confusing.
Yeah, because it's hard to see the months. I just see a bunch of decimals and stuff there, so
No,
that's
it
what's
goes
throwing
across
me
the top.
off.
July, August, September, October, November, December, and then you have the fall prior year below it.
But there's a year in
All
between.
right.
I'm following it now.
Yeah, I
So
am
it's
now too. It
24, 25
zigzags.
calendar year versus 25, 26. Just the top
Correct.
two.
Correct.
Okay. So again, it looks like there's nothing out of the ordinary here that we need to be concerned about.
Not that I'm
Can I
aware of.
ask how do we get over 100%? Like, how does that
It's
happen?
100% of 98%. So, like, we
Oh.
assume that we're only going to get 98% of people paying.
Okay.
So then anything over 100 is like actually 99 or
So if we get
100.
98%,
That's
that was
100. That's
recorded as
100.
100%.
Yes, cars.
Okay.
Because we're assuming 2%.
Yeah,
Sure.
well,
Okay.
what you also need to understand is the grand list is always changing. So the grand list that we put our numbers to could be lower than the grand list that exists right now. So that could also make us go over the 102%, if you will.
Any other questions? Not seeing any in the room. We can move on
There's
to.
nothing that we've talked about that is out of the ordinary for regular revenues.
So when I look at ones like the ECS grants that it said 50%, that means we just haven't gotten the second of two payments. Is that a correct
No,
statement?
they come in three payments. It's quarter, half.
Okay.
And it's just the timing of it. It'll come along soon.
All right. So that's just timing there. Let's see. Is that also a timing issue when I go down below and look at some like building official service and so forth?
Yes, because they're some of them are Marlboro's billed. Is it billed monthly or quarterly also, Jim? The other ones are billed quarterly, so it's just a matter of timing.
Marlboro's is quarterly, and that 112 is already down by $30,000. We just got a check this week.
So it's just it's quarterly, so it's just timing on those also.
Okay. And I presume same thing with the assessor then.
Correct.
No questions, anyone? Not seeing any online or in the room. So if we want to go on to the interest report, I guess that's the next one. So it looks like we estimated we get 375,000, if I'm correct, in interest for this year, Jill.
I believe so, yes.
And then it looks like we're on the track to getting that.
No, I would say no.
Why would you say no?
Could that $75,000 in the next 3 months? I would say absolutely not. We're down to 10 million right now, and the beginning of June, you're going to lose 2 million in balloon checks for the teachers. You're not going to get it. I don't think you will know.
So the balloon checks in June go out when?
First payroll of the Board of Ed's in June.
So is that the beginning of the month or the end or what?
Their first payroll, they're biweekly. So I would say the begin first or second week of June.
Probably the first.
Okay, so if it's the first, then yeah, we do lose the most of the interest on that. I think so.
I get my balloon
360 may not be unreasonable.
It's going to be close.
If it's 10
well,
right now,
it coincides with that.
I mean, they can remain around there till the end of May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down a little bit, but not by.
I think we'll be close.
Yeah, it'll be close.
Okay.
You also have
Then.
payments on May 1st, so they'll go out the very end of this month. They'll go out probably the week after next. So. Yeah.
What payments again, Jill?
A bond payment. Bond.
Yep, and it goes out the end of this month.
Correct.
Okay. Looks like we'll be close. And then our general fund balances, which would help us understand some of the other discussions. And you can see, like, our general fund balance has been running behind last year as well. Anywhere from, looks like 1.5 million or so and up. Yeah, so we would be earning the interest on the amount that's over the 5 million. You can see how close we got in July to not having any interest at all. That's something that we need to be aware of as we go forward, particularly if we don't get a budget by June, is keeping an eye on that balance in the general fund, and before it gets down to 5 million, go and get in touch with the bank in sufficient time to change to that the 3 million?
Yeah.
So you'll get less interest, but it'll be on more. It'll be on $2 million less interest less interest on $2 million as opposed to no interest on $2 million. So you're coming out ahead by doing that. Any further comments? Not, then we can continue on to like anything else under the town. We have the expenses, correct? So it looks like most things are about where they are with three quarters of the way through the year, fiscal year, and about overall just under three quarters of funds expended.
You're kind of confused how FY25 is only 46%.
Right.
At this time last year.
Yeah. Now something happened to that percentage.
What should it be?
I could do it right now. I could, I guess.
Yeah, if you could double check, because it's the same thing for all those 3 years.
I don't have the Excel. This is a PDF, so I'm not going to be able to do it now.
Now, if you could do it and send, if you could take a look after the meeting and then send the correction out to the Board of Finance, please, Finance Committee. And move on to transfers, I guess.
Never
mind. Good. This is still under town update.
Well, don't need to be approved because of amount.
Nope. The only thing we are going to do is a transfer for us to move some money later on. And then I guess we can turn it over to Superintendent Caruso for the Board of Education update.
Good evening, everybody. As of March 31st, 2026, we've expended 63% of the budget, comparable to 63% in the prior year. We're currently projecting annualized expenditures about $186,000 less than anticipated. That's due to unfilled positions for salary and benefits or positions that were unfilled for part of the year. The Board of Ed has committed $75,000 towards FY27 budget, which reduces the projected under expenditure to $111,880. We're expecting, we talked to the board at the last board meeting, to have to cover We're anticipating up to $120,000 to the food service program for the kids that will take a loss on this year. So that is also, that is included in the calculations on the next page that you see, or on the last page. And so the revised projection of over is $111,880. But as you know, we talked about it in a meeting, it really is true that special education is an ever-changing landscape, and we've experienced that over the past couple weeks with some unexpected expenses coming our way, and also potentially for the summer and for next year. So keep an eye on that.
What's the food service subsidy?
Pardon me?
What is the food service subsidy?
It's our food service program. So we hired Whitson's this year to run our food program. And that's the cost. And basically, one of the biggest reasons why we're in the negative is because not enough kids buy school lunch.
Okay.
Food and is then better. We do get, what's that?
The food is better.
The food is much improved this year with Whitson's coming on board. And that has been unanimous with all the student groups that I've spoken with and staff who has food there. So that the percentage of students participating has increased, but not to the point where we need it to be. So they're running promotions. They're doing special like acai bowls, flatbread, steak and cheese days. And on those days that they've done the specialty meals at the high school, that is their largest participation day. So we're encouraging them to do as many of those as possible to generate interest. They have guest chefs come into the high school and try to get the kids excited about different things. So Whitson's is doing a really nice job trying to generate interest and increase participation. Participation rate overall is up. We also get reimbursed for meals for students who receive free or reduced meals. And so that percentage of participation is also increased, which increases our reimbursable meal totals, which is also helpful.
And they do the high school and middle school, right?
Correct. Yeah, and I've met with students in both schools, and I always ask them, and in both schools, they say that it is much improved from last year. Some students that never had lunch before have it, but the reality is some kids still have wonderful lunches that they can bring from home, and they still prefer to do that over buying lunch in the cafeteria. We have an advisory panel of administrators, teachers, parents, for the food service program. We also have a student representative on there as well. So she provides some insight as to what the kids are liking, what they're not liking, what they would like to see. So her input has been very beneficial to the group.
See, if I can go to the cafeteria and get lunch for like $5 in the middle of the day, it'd be great.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I take that.
Any other questions?
So everything more or less is on track.
Yes. Keeping a close eye on the special education costs. Yes.
As you said, I know that that can change at a moment's notice or less.
Yes.
Can go up or down. So, let's see.
So, anything for other?
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't look like it. So let's go on to ongoing business, and I'm going to go and open up the town website and go to our budget, which should have been posted today, I believe. Here we go.
Cool.
We had some discussion as to where to put it, so it's in that banner which hides everything else. Yeah. And it might be good this time.
Do we have an option, rather than doing a banner, to do a pop-up that you can like X out of when you get to the website? Because that way it doesn't block anything.
I don't know why the banner also has to be on every page.
That's true.
So we'll see what we can do about it. So let me...
It depends on your website service.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't
pop-up's
know.
A good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you're gonna have to hit don't show
this that again. Banner on a mobile phone.
So let me go and share before
completely new. Yeah, right, exactly.
Let me go back to Zoom, and I'm going to go to sharing. Okay, share that.
Yeah,
share
button. There you go.
And there we go.
Click on the PDF. Yeah, so it should go away.
Let's close that. There we go. Get this guy out of the way. And let me shrink it slightly. Get it in here.
Can you see the position?
You're good. Oh, you're good.
So let's go through, because we had some concern last time where this is the Groundhog Day. Last year, we started off with a 5% change increase in expenditures and a 13% increase in the budget and of taxes, rather, to the public. And this year, we're starting off with about a 4% and change increase in expenditures, which equates to a 10% increase in taxes. So I'm going to skip past our commitment to Bolton residents and just get right into, you know, this part of the budget, because this is where we have some thinking to do tonight about, you know, what can we bring to the meeting next week? How do we communicate this? And what do we bring that we can say that, yeah, we understand that this is not palatable. Here are some changes that we're able to make right now that will reflect in the next iteration of the budget. So let me go down here. So again, you know, when you go through this year over year stuff, it's, you know, it looks it's reasonable, you know, 4.808% overall. And then you keep going to how it's all spent. And again, this makes sense. And then you go into the capital budget. And again, I think there's some things in here we want to talk about too, as what can we possibly take out of here to reduce expenses? And again, my own personal opinion is anything that is related to repair or maintenance, whether it's a building or equipment, is really the last stuff that we need to touch. But
it's potentially a larger expense later if you just kick it down the road.
Yeah.
Well, and we have a minimum to keep there as well. We have one mil.
Yep. So we have some wiggle room on here, but it's not a lot.
Right.
Because we already have we're spending less than last year. So let's go down to debt service and contingency. So this is all the bonding and how we know what we owe on stuff, and can't really not pay default on our bond payments. So that's nothing we can touch. Then you got the Board of Selectmen. So everything that's part of under their side of the budget is about a 4.25% increase. And again, the Board of Ed, 4.84. And how the town is funded. So we're, Jill?
Yes.
So this budget reflects using the rest. Does it reflect using the rest of the surplus or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so
the surplus that we talked about last week, but those percentages are all wrong. The only one that's right is the temporary loan. We're in the 80s for local property tax. I don't have the correct ones here. I have them at my desk at work. I'm not sure what she was using for total revenue when she calculated that, but they're not correct.
Okay, so we'll have to bring the corrected numbers. And then the question that I'm looking at this is, in some places we say 2.5 million and in others we say we see this 1.5 million.
I think that's 1.5 million or
no, where does, what's, Jim and I were looking at this and wanted to understand why we say 2.5 up here, and then there's this 1.5 down here. Are they two different numbers, or what's
I'm not
going?
sure where that came from. I know the 2.5 is what we started with last year, but I don't know where she's coming up with the 1.5.
Yeah, because Jim and I were looking at this and Stephanie wasn't available for us to ask. So I was wondering if you knew, because this looks.
I don't know. I don't believe that's what she and I talked about. She showed you what she did on Fridays, and I don't
Yeah,
think
she
it's
did a
there.
step through of it, which we
Right.
can bring, which was very clear.
Yeah, I
Yeah, because
don't.
it, yes. Stephanie did another separate little chart, which I think we should bring. I don't have it here right now, but it just shows how we started out with 3 million and change in the surplus. We took 2.5 out. We got some more money back in. You wind up at the net was 2.25 down instead of 2.5 million, and then that leaves us with about 1 million and change to, use to pay down the difference this year.
Right, and I thought we talked about putting a slide that shows that talks about our starting situation
We do have that. Stephanie did
the
that.
beginning. Yeah, and she wrote back to me that it was slide 11
So let's keep
that
going.
you and her discussed to put it more in slide
So
11
this is slide 11,
in the beginning.
but she has an update. This is slide 11. So she did a cleaner version of this that steps through how the surplus was drawn down last year. And this is also in response to we're winding up with lower surpluses each year because we're cutting it closer, and we've also spent the surplus that we have to reduce that gap. And it's not a free lunch because that money was gaining us interest
Right.
every year at about when it was 4%, you got 40,000, a little over 40,000 each year for every million. And it's down to about 37,500 now with the reduced interest. So it's like, yeah, okay, you got the money back, but now we're paying for it because we don't have it gathering interest.
Yeah.
So that was like 140, 150,000 a year that we don't have.
Time doesn't necessarily see, they just see the costs going up and
Yeah. But it's something to explain to people that, yeah, you can keep the surplus and you have a gift every year of interest when the interest rates are up, or we can give it back to you and you get a 1 or 2 year reprieve, so to speak, but then the gift is gone. And then this is the comparison of the mill rates. And this is where you see it's up almost 10% when you get
Yeah.
down there. So that's the gap that we have to deal with, and we have nothing left to put in there to reduce that further from a surplus perspective.
The one thing we have going for us is that leading number is a 9 and not a 10.
I don't think we have that going for us right now.
Yeah. So then Stephanie did this thing, which works out because now we have two separate mill rates, one for the automobiles and
Sure.
one for real estate and personal property. And we actually have to add that extra little step into here.
Right, because you
Motor
have to
vehicle.
divide out
Yeah, because the motor
vehicles
vehicles is
from
going to
other
be at a lower
properties.
rate. So we do have to correct this.
So.
So it's going to have to be take, real estate and personal property and multiply them by 9.8, and then take the motor vehicles and multiply them by whatever that percentage is.
Yeah.
Which should be zero, which it's just staying the same from last year, right?
No, we were below, Jill, we were below the cap last year, correct?
Correct. We're 3230 instead of 3246.
Okay.
So there'll be a slight increase fractional percent. Yeah, and then this is the rest is just all the details. And Bethany said she corrected some of the votes. She went and talked to Jill, not Jill, to Liz Waters, the town clerk, and corrected those. So
my other question with this, and I did, Stephanie said she couldn't change it, but on slides, I don't know, 2 and 3 maybe, and those that 30,000 shows up from the finance committee again. Why isn't that just part of the Board of Selectmen's budget? Like, it's their give back.
Because you changed the number to 27 instead of 435, you changed it to 405.
The motion that you made,
right,
Danae, was to reduce the overall budget as opposed to incorporate the expense in. Incorporate the give back in under revenue. It's just a matter of the way that you made the motion. Yeah.
Because the motion was made to a different amount than what you're seeing there, so it's accounted for differently.
Yeah,
it just had it's semantics.
So it looks weird like that, and yeah, that's not what we meant. You guys had me read
it's not what
correctly.
It's not what Rodney intended, but it's the motion that you made, yeah, and we didn't catch it at the time because you said to take the 27,435,000 and cut 30,000 out of it, and that would mean the way that you made the motion and that we
said it again with the right number because the 30,000 was coming from the Board of Selectmen.
No, this isn't the motion. You made a motion to reduce the budget. And so we approved it. So at the end of the day, you come out in the same place. It's just where it was. This came out instead of Rodney giving it back from the selectman.
After the first hearing, it'll look the same. It's just...
It'll be corrected.
Yeah.
We'll correct it. We'll correct it. The amounts will be the same and the mill rate will be the same if you correct this. And actually the expense, yeah, it'll be corrected, but nothing will change. If you corrected this now, you'd still be in the same place with the mill rate. It's just where that 30,000 shows up.
Right.
It should have shown up as revenue.
Correct.
Instead of a reduction of budget expenditure, but you still wind up in the same place.
Okay, so Danae is correct because it's saying, because I'm looking at back at the minutes and it says 27,435,147. That's what the minutes say. So it was corrected, Danae. Or the minutes are wrong, but we approved them.
So let's go back and look at the minutes. So it does. Let's go back to, so then the committee added to the town surplus. So then, yes, the slide is not correct then. But again, it'll be fixed and it doesn't change anything. We just have to make a note then.
So this will be updated for next week.
Yep. Well, it will be updated. We can talk to it, but this is, presentation is staying the same because this is what we approved.
Sure.
And then we'll correct it for the next one. Next, anything else? Because Jill, were you able, I think you were going to take a look at seeing what the different percentages might be.
No, I told you I'd do the different percentages on the tax collection. I don't know what percentages were you talking about?
Because we were talking about what would it look like if we left the budget the same as, how much would we have to cut to get back to last year?
Mm-hmm.
And how much would we have to cut to get to the, 4% increase in the tax revenue, which would mean a reduction of
I didn't do that calculation because I was calculating while you were talking, so I did not do that. But so the numbers have changed a little since then, and I can tell you what it would be. If you want me to bring that, you can finish going through this and then I'll bring up the new numbers that are slightly different and what the difference would be.
All right. Anybody else want to look at this presentation or let Jill share? I'd
rather see that.
Mm-hmm.
Rather see it.
Okay. All yours.
So these are the new numbers. The new mill rate would be 35.37. The tax revenues have been changed. And in order to get to 32.30, it'd be 1.62 million cut.
And just for the sake of argument, what was the total increase in dollars for the Board of Ed?
What
was it?
830,000 something.
That sounds right. It was 800 something.
Yeah.
Over last year.
Yeah. If you, if I mean, you had the
slideshow,
but.
Yeah, I'm not proposing at the moment to cut your budget, but I'm just saying, for the Board of Ed. So let's say your increase is what, 800,000?
It was originally 868. I know that we then realized some savings when the insurance numbers
came in. So we can just approximate about 800,000.
Sure.
For the sake of argument here, because if you take 800,000 out of this, then you're left with another 800,000, all of which would have to come out of the Board of Selectmen side of the budget. And you can't cut any of the spending on, paying out bonds and stuff. So there's going to have to come out of services $800,000.
That's exactly what the Board of Ed is in the situation of as well.
That's twice the impact, though. It's effectively, it's double the percentage cut because your budget's twice the size of the selectmen's. So it's double the impact from a percentage perspective. That's assuming that you can't go below last year's. So we're just looking at some really nasty cuts. If you want to get the budget passed, assuming it, because again, I'm just upset with this because this is a repeat of last year where we didn't see it coming. We're not able to explain it to the voters in advance. And now we just did the same thing again. And it looks like we're really stupid.
Yep.
I can't be any blunter about it.
What is the magic of 3230 other than?
Less.
That's okay. To get the back to this year's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it
that's
is.
0% increase.
If you wanted a 0% increase in taxes,
And then what was the to get to 4%? Do we have that number? But the one
I do
so
not.
If you,
I do not.
Yeah, because that was the other way they asked to go to 3365.
So what was the percentage reduction?
There's an estimate in last week's minutes. We didn't do an exact calculation, but right. It's just over a million. It was 1,040,000.
Yeah.
Right. So about a million.
About a million. As an estimate, not an exact number.
Yeah, and if you wanted to keep the tax increase to like 4%, then that's effectively a 6% reduction in all the, the budgets, and you wind up with, again, it's a similar situation where at a certain point you can't take any more from the Board of Ed, and the rest of it has to come out of the selectman's budget.
Yep.
It's a little better than the scenario we just discussed, but the percentage-wise impact of the budget cuts is greater on the selectmen because you hit the floor that you can't go below on the Board of Ed. And I'm assuming that there's that floor is still in place. I know you and I had briefly talked about it. It would be good if we could find something to just demonstrate that you can or cannot go.
No, cannot. Yeah, cannot go less than last year.
Okay, so you were able to look at the numbers. Yeah.
Well, I believe that's a state.
It's a law.
Unless you lose special ed funding.
Unless there's some change in the student population, I don't know what the magic numbers are. But you went up with students, didn't you?
No.
Overall, or has it stayed the same or down?
Down a little bit.
Because that's the number that I think we need to look at as well. I don't know what the triggers are, whether they're percentages, an absolute number, or what, because the state usually has these really complex formulas for figuring things out. And again, Rodney?
So we're thinking a 0% increase. But that's not really a thought that to move forward. We know we should be around 3 or 4 at most.
Yeah, and if you did a 4% increase in the overall taxes, your budget asks was 4% over last year, so you both have to cut 2% out of your budgets. Both the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen, but the Board of Ed kind of runs out at about 1% cut back.
So it'd be 1 and 3.
So then you have to take twice the amount to get the same reduction percentage from the Board of Selectmen. So it's not quite as bad as if we left it at 0, but it winds up with the Board of Selectmen making like a 5% cut, 4% to 4% cut instead of a 6%.
So are we trying to make up 1.5 million in our surplus?
There's no surplus left, Rodney. So we've got a hole in the budget. If you want to look at it, we got a hole of it. It's about $1 million or more.
And when we use that surplus this year, we'll be in a worse position next year.
Yeah, because next year there won't be anything, and then we have
to be making interest on any of that.
Yeah, we won't be making interest, so you lose that interest income about $120,000, and then there's nothing to cushion this. So any hole is a hole, and you wind up having to cut the spending, as much as you can. So if this year is bad, next year is worse. This is not quite as bad as last year percentage wise. We're starting up 3% lower in the gap, but next year there's not going to be any money to cover this. So you're going to be in a worse mess than this year. Because there's a structural hole that wasn't there. And I'm thinking we got used to having that money back from the state, and we just assumed it was always going to be there. And it's not, for the motor vehicles. And I think that's what happened. No one has told me, but that's the only thing I could figure out based on the amount of monies that we've gotten in past years to have a gap this big. It's that and probably a few other little things.
Big things. That was only $750,000.
Yeah, and then there's another, so then there's like another $300,000 or $400,000 from elsewhere that's gone. And it bugs me that we have no explanation for any of this. Because then I don't know what to fix. And bugs is the
problem. Probably not know where that money went. Like, that seems like a lot of money.
That's true.
But I'm just like, there's got to be a record of it somewhere, right?
We have not gotten an explanation. I'm saying no one has given me an explanation. Okay. And you guys haven't gotten an explanation, yeah. And I don't do the numbers. So again, I'm just going to say it comes down to our CFO needs to help us understand what the gap is and to provide us that information and to provide us with some forecasting. And we don't have that. And so this is what happens. I don't know what else to say.
Can you envision what it would look like differently, like in the future? Like, do we need more updates? More?
We need projections that start. Again, you tell me what you think we need, because you said it last time. You said you wanted forecasts, correct?
Right.
And yeah. I think that's very reasonable. You guys talk. I've been talking all night.
Yeah, I think we do need to like build out a spreadsheet that tracks a like the grant spending. That's a big one because we need to have money in for that. I would say kind of similar to like the interest tracking sheet. Have a chart with that to
grant spending
for the grant spending, and then
Stephanie started working on that.
Okay, and then for like the interest like this sheet, basically just have one projecting kind of what. Yep. What our balance is and what it would, pan out to be 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah, and maybe add a column here that actually shows the potential or what we expect to have.
Balance, yeah. Like we have 2 million coming out this month.
Yep. So luckily that 2 million is the last month. It's not like in the middle of there somewhere, but
yeah, still we need some sort of, sucks. I think it's what I'm hearing is we need a dashboard of some kind that says, this is what active, our,
right?
Yes, how our money's come in, how it's spent, what's the net, and then looking forward is because right now we just look at what's happened.
Like a month behind.
We look, again, we're a month later, two months.
Yeah.
Yeah. The corporate, I want to have a dashboard of some kind. Yes.
Just a quick high level. Here's where we're at.
Buzzwords.
Now, can I ask a question? Like, just because the board,
you are a member, you asked away.
I'm as Superintendent Crusoe, like on the board of ed side, the budget is larger, and there's all those different things happening. You know where all your money is. How do you do it? How does it happen differently at central office than here for the tracking of the funds? I don't know if I'm asking that question right.
I'm not sure.
Like, Casal gives you the numbers. I know she's reported to me the numbers every month, and she knows
where. Yeah, we have ongoing conversations about.
So I'm just like, I don't know if there's any tips happening on that side that can be shared for the reporting out of things and the following of the money to try to also keep the formats a little streamlined and similar instead of.
And part of it is your grants are a little bit different, is my understanding, that they're more regular. You just apply for them and then they come in quarterly increments or semi-annual or whatever. And a lot of the ones that the Board of Selectmen do, they get approved. Then you have a couple of two years, X number of years to do them. And so it's not quite the same regular schedule, but it needs to be, see what we can do to tighten it up, because when we don't have any surplus, it's very easy to go below our interest bearing level.
So I have a question, and I may need you to explain to me like I'm five. That 1.6 million, that's the surplus we need to make up in order to get back to
Yeah, we need
where we think we.
$1.6 million in revenue.
Right. So that puts us at a current 35 point X mill rate, with the 9.78% increase. Do we need to make up that entire surplus in 1 year? That entire surplus gap, or can we say, hey, we can make up two-thirds, half, whatever of that in 1 year, and then just chip away at it over 2 years, versus saying, hey, we
Build
need
back.
all of that this year because we're going to make interest on a small amount if we try to go a small amount, and it might be more palatable on the town, and it would get the budget in a place where we can start making revenue on that money quicker.
So, how would you propose to get more money in? Because if you want to get more money and nothing else changes, you have to ask even more than the 10% from the public. Because you want to make up the gap plus a little to put away for the future. And then you would have to do that every year until you had in enough interest to make a $1.6 million a year. There's that hole in the budget.
Yeah.
You got to get revenue someplace. It's a revenue hole.
Right.
And so you either get some revenue in from outside, we ask the taxpayers. It either has to come into our system or it has to come out of the taxpayers.
So even if we were to do what you say, the townsfolk or taxes would still have to make up for it. It's not that we're putting it back in to then fix it.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's going back in to be spent. But,
Unless it was over the 9.87%.
Yeah.
right.
You have to tax people more than what we need
In order to
to
set.
start getting the reserves up again.
Yeah, and then you would have to get rid of this hole unless our mill rate goes up enough for us to get that difference back from the state on motor vehicles, unless they go and change the rules on us again. Until we get enough to get that, enough of a spread with the two mill rates to get $1.6 million in, we're going to be stuck with this.
Or we get more ECH funded.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to get some. You either got to get revenue in, or you have to cut the spending, or some combination of both that adds up to filling this hole. And it's actually bigger than this because this is without the 1 million in it. We already took the 1 million out. So the gap is actually bigger. Because this is including that $1 million of surplus.
So even if the spending was leveled at zero for the next 5 years, this is still a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because we don't have the revenue to build back anything.
And
We're all drawing
I
from
don't
the
know
debt
the
base.
exact reason, but since this started around the time of the reval, I'm presuming that it's the fact that our mill rate dropped down below and we're not getting that money from the state for this difference in spread between the two mill rates.
So does that mean it's better for the town's surplus to have the other property's mill rate higher than the motor vehicle minimum, maximum?
We don't have any control over.
Right, but is that the difference you're talking
Yeah.
about? Right.
Yeah, that's the difference. And that was the way it was before the reval, because then the reval went up so much
Right.
that the mill rate went down below that cap on the motor vehicle, so that spread was gone.
I think it's important for people to understand that if we were even at a zero, because I know in the coffee conversations in the fall, there was, at least for some people that were participating in the coffee conversations, there was this belief that the Board of Education, the Board of Selectmen last year,
prepared and presented budgets that were outrageous and unfair asks of the public. And I think it's important to let them know, I don't know how to communicate this, like maybe lead with this, that the two budgets that were presented were very fiscally responsible budgets that took into account, you know, a lot of different things to try to keep it as low as we possibly could. And they came in at very reasonable numbers that
reflect inflation.
Reflected inflation.
Yeah.
And so
true again this year.
What's that?
That's true again this year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that, so that was.
Yeah, because inflation was higher last year and inflation dropped and we lowered the amount accordingly.
Right. So, you know, I think, I don't know if it helps the public perception or not, but to at least understand that this is not a result of poor budgeting.
Well, and it would help to illustrate like, hey, we're back in this situation again because of how long it took to get out of the situation that we were in last year.
That contributes some of it.
That's some of it, but choosing to use more of
about $80,000 of this is attributable to the fact that we
lost
interest because of getting the money into the bank in August instead of in June, you know,
and
in
additional referendum.
September.
Additional
and the, referendum. Yeah. Yeah. So it's probably about $100,000.
Which is not nothing.
No.
But if we're in the same situation this year, you take that 100 and tack it on to next year, no reserves.
So it's actually something that if we start seeing it looks like it's going that way, you got to start taking that into account in the budget as well as we make our changes, because it just is. Yeah, the public's going to ask for a certain amount.
Yeah.
And then we can cut that. But just guess what? Because we're late now getting that interest in, we're paying for the referenda. Now we got to go find some other money to cut out of either the Board of Ed or the Board of Selectmen out of their ask.
So also to try to understand this, people want no increases, right? That's
yeah.
Ideal world, right?
Yeah.
As a spender. If we did that, we'd still be missing this revenue. And we'd be in the same place.
It would be worse next year because we don't have the $1 million. We spent the last of the surplus. So you're actually worse off next year than this year or the year before.
I heard an analogy, I think it was last week when I was looking at some new stuff that like when stuff like this happens, the prices never end up going back down.
Mm-hmm.
Like people take advantage and just try to keep the prices where they're at. And it was an analogy with like the airline flight prices and like, you know, because
charge for peanuts.
Yeah, well, charge for peanuts, but because flight prices have gone up so much because of the cost of oil, some airlines are likely going to take that advantage of that and never raise or lower the price again. And we want to be in a position where we can go back down, but we need to get over that hump of making up the amount before we can do that.
And
you have to make sure that your revenue comes up at some point as well, so you can work with existing funds and not have to dip into that surplus, which is supposed to be in the bank.
And a double-edged sword, because then you don't make the interest on it, and you've already spent it.
So I'm just guesstimating that if we don't get any more revenue, we're looking at a 10 to 15% increase in taxes next year.
Right. Nobody wants that.
Myself included.
Exactly.
And I think everybody at this table.
Yep.
So the real challenge is where do we find this money in a year? I don't think it's possible.
In revenue? No, I don't think it's possible.
It's not possible. It's not impossible in like 3 to 5 years in that time frame, but in 1 year, you can't do this. So you're looking at either people accepting this big of a tax increase or you cut, leave it as, you know, you cut it.
Well,
and so
based on last year, we know what the, you know,
the cutting option looks like.
Yeah. And what the voters are going to tolerate as far as, you know, percentage increases.
Well, we did a 5% increase in expenses last year. So I would imagine that that's the cap, 4 to 5% increase in taxes is their limit,
mm-hmm.
is what I would guess.
But we're at a 5% increase if The Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen go to zeros.
Exactly.
And below. Yeah, you'd have to.
What's that?
Jim has his hand up.
No, I'm sorry, Jim, yes.
So I don't want to lose sight of the fact that next year this is going to get exacerbated because we are looking at bonding for a school roof and paying off a fire truck.
Yep. That's why I said worse.
Right. So I want to make sure that we don't lose sight of that in this discussion. I think, you know, Ross, you started the conversation off early. I don't know if it was this part of the conversation or back when we were looking at the budget presentation, you know, that probably the place to start this is to take a really hard look at the capital budget. And I think I would agree with that. I think that's where we've, you know, got to start looking at this, take a hard look at it, you know, see what we think we can do there, and then, you know, figure out where we land after that. But I think the reality is that, you know, even though the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen have put forward responsible budgets, a 9.9% budget is not going to pass.
So here's the question. What's our grand list value?
I don't know that off the top of my head. I don't know if Jill has that available, but I think we can probably cut around 200 or 250 from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not capital. A heck of a lot.
It's not a lot, but it's a start.
It's yeah. 616. You can't cut that much. Because aren't we at 740 something?
Yeah, so that's not a lot.
Yeah, so it's around maybe 120,000.
Yep.
764,448 minus
60. Well, hold on. A couple thousand, 100,000 of that was previous projects. Can we do something with that money other than deduct it?
We already reallocated it.
Can we unreallocate it? Because then that number would go back up to 900 or a million.
No, the only thing you can do is put it back in the general fund.
Right.
There you go. That was kind of what
your projects are worth more. Your grand list will go up more.
Not your grand list.
I'm sorry. Not your grand list. The capital reserve will go up by that amount.
That's right. So then we'd be able to get 200 out of it versus 120.
But then maybe get more. Still in the same boat, though, because you just moved 200 from one bucket to another. No,
you have to put that back in the general fund, so then it's going to zero out. Basically, yeah, that's what that did, was zero it out.
Yeah, just zeroing it out a different way.
Yes,
it doesn't change the totals. You still need to get. You still need to cut something out of the Kappa.
So you can cut 148,109
from Kappa.
It sounds like one. What was it again, Jill? 148,109.
148,109.
And so we want to take a look. As the last thing, like I said, though, you don't want to take anything out. Like we put in some money towards, you know, the sewer line and water line, and that's an investment in the future, and that has the potential to bring in revenue. So you don't want to take that out. So I would look at the cap of it. Anything that, you know, is for maintenance of things that are critical, and anything that is an investment towards getting us more revenue, you can't cut, because it's just going to make things worse in the future.
So I think the only thing that the Board of Selectmen could do that would make your 800,000 or whatever it is would be garbage collection. That's the only huge cut that we could make.
And it's not really a cut for people, because they're going to still pick up the expense. It's just, do they want to have it come out of their pocket in taxes, or do they want to have it come out of
their own
pocket in fees? And half the people, half the people will pay more than what, you know, the equivalent amount in taxes, and half will pay less. So one side will come out better than the others, and some people in the middle will be about the same place.
When that was discussed last year, wasn't it determined that we're bound to a contract with that? With the
is that something we could break, Jim? And because you can't do it immediately, because what you do or what do you do it to replace it?
I'm pretty sure we have an out clause.
Yeah, I don't know how much is the notification and any fees associated with it, and then what's the time to. I said, do we then just leave it up to the public? Like, okay, we're not picking garbage anymore. You guys take care of it as of this date, or do we? Or
in the recycling center?
Yeah.
What? So, I don't know what that looks like.
I know my sister who lives in another state, like they each do their own, and there's like four different garbage companies that go to our neighborhood on different days of the week.
Well, the way I think it was Hebron does it is like the town recycling center is open like for everyone as part of the town budget. And then you pay for curbside pickup if you want curbside pickup.
Yeah, the problem with that is we don't have the appropriate infrastructure to be able to collect trash at the transfer station. Yeah. That would require probably $1 or $2 million in infrastructure changes.
Yeah, because you only collect sanitary stuff there too, because it's just stuff like construction debris. It's not old gross rotting food, and then you're dealing with rodents and rats and that type of stuff. Plus, it's just not set up for it. So again, it's something we could consider, but it's going to take a while to do it and some additional expenses. It's the same thing when people talk about wanting to close down the high school.
Oh, right.
It's the same type of thing. You can do it. The money
has to come from somewhere.
But you still have to pay for the kids to go to school, and then you still have buildings that you have to maintain. And there's bonds that still need to be paid off. And the money that we used to pay into the schools is now being sent out to another town. So you have to pay more out just to keep that building. It's not part of the budget anymore.
And you're still in charge of the transportation.
Yeah.
So you're not even saving on all the costs.
Could the town sell properties?
Yes, but we would have to have approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
That's interesting. Interesting thought.
Oh, that's actually a good question.
I don't know which ones. I don't know
what kind of properties are. What's? Can you get a list of the town owned property?
I mean, it's not always a good thought, but I mean, it's kind of like parking the jewelry.
Oh, I mean, it's also could you rent out some of it? Do we have to
land lease?
Some sort of a lease, like say for Indian Knot, somebody runs it as a business, for recreation, and we take a cut of it as opposed to spending on it.
Might end up a net positive because you might be able to make more off of that contract than we do just running it ourselves.
Yeah. Well, running it ourselves. Yeah. I don't know what the net is on that.
It's about break even.
Yeah.
For the whole rec part. It's
no, well, for Indian Notch Park, because remember we looked at these numbers last year because we thought Park initially
comes from buildings and grounds,
right? So we thought initially by closing Indian Notch Park, for part of the year last year, we saved money, but then we actually did a cost benefit analysis, and it was pretty much net zero except for the money that came out of the buildings and grounds department. That was so it really is a slight net loss, but it's not. It's not a lot.
So that's one thing.
Well, one of the things that we've been talking about too is the Board of Selectmen is using some of these grants to increase some of the infrastructure at these locations, like putting a pavilion and things like that. And hopefully that'll help
farm.
Increase the desirability for people from out of town to rent these properties too, like rent them for a day or a weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And hopefully that would help as well. But we would need to establish just like a.
There's some work there before you can just say, yeah, we're going to sell X number of properties to help close the budget. You need some due diligence.
Right.
So again, that comes into time. It's nothing that you're going to do right now.
To help with the idea of the properties, like Herrick Park can be, you can rent the
you can rent
building the building there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. It's like not well publicized, I feel, to like know, like, what can you rent around town? Need a birthday party, please? Need a graduation party? You know, you're having a family reunion.
Or is that something again, like we just talked about with Indian Notch Park? Is there some other deal that you could make with somebody to make some improvements of that and to return for X number of years, lease of some kind, and we get a cut of, the money's their profits on that?
Well, one of the things
I don't think Indian Notch Park we have a lot of room on because we took federal money to buy and develop that property. So I don't think that we're as in control of that as we would like to be.
No, this is I wasn't aware of that, Jim, but I'm just think this is more like the brainstorming is like just the general idea of is there an option for, somewhere?
So we did develop an idea last year. This was within the selectman staff to start marketing the pavilion at Indian Notch Park. And we did get a couple of rentals last year for the Indian Notch Park pavilion. And I can tell you that the Herrick Park building is heavily, heavily used. And the Board of Selectmen, we looked at this. I don't know, probably 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, we actually raised our rates because, I looked at this and I'm like, I think this is costing us money. And indeed it was. It was, what we were paying our staff to open and close the building was more money than we were actually taking in revenue, for a rental. So, that's adjusted, so that I wouldn't say that we're making oodles of money, but we're not losing money like we were. And I you know we and the staff did a sort of a deep dive and looked at area rentals and brought that information to the Board of Selectmen as part of that discussion. And it's been, as I said, two or 3 years. We could certainly look at that again. But that, it's a small piece of the pie, and a bunch of small pieces are going to help with the whole picture. So it may be time to look at that again, but again, it's not going to make a huge difference.
So, Herrick Park is fully owned by the town of Bolton versus Heritage Farm and Indian Knot. So, we have a little bit more control over that. Well, now, another thing I heard a while back was somebody wanted to harvest the forestry out of the town properties, which is controversial to a lot of people, but like that. You may be able to pick up 40 grand out of it or something, and it clears out all the dead forest. Not clears out, but knocks it down. So it's a safer environment. Maybe it's one of those things that people have to swallow.
I think, well, I don't think it's, I think if you position it correctly and accurately, it's something the Land Trust has done. The Bolton Land Trust has come to inland wetlands to do some active forestry management, which is just along the lines that you're talking about, Rodney. And it's certainly, if the Land Trust can do it in a responsible way, there's no reason that the town couldn't do it in a responsible way. That, the environment benefited, the town benefited, and somebody who harvested the timber benefited.
Yeah, I think you just
Now
have
that
to make it very clear to the public that this is actually a benefit to it, to forest management.
No, because it's a good thing to do if you want to have varied habitat and also reduce
That
disease.
wasn't my idea. It was another taxpayer's idea
Yeah, I
that's
think
been
it
pushed.
was what's his name?
Anderson.
Anderson. Yeah.
And I did recommend, I was discussing today, maybe we should talk to Deep and see if we can put a toll on the trail, on the rails to trail. That
Yeah.
so like carrying your easy pass down the rail trail?
Put it on my bike. So these are all good ideas, and I think that we got to do something. It's too bad
Yeah, we're getting really close to the deadline.
So everything we talked about is really good, but it ain't gonna fix this.
next year. Yeah. Yeah,
I'll start on it.
Yeah, so I think again, where we, what, you know, what happened last year, we know where the, you know, where the public's going to be at. It's not going to be the 9% we have now.
So, in another month or so, before to that, in town, we'll have a better idea if we'll have any give backs on our budget for this year. That's not accounted for yet, correct?
Well, we got the 30,000 from you, and what, 75. David? 75.
So, I don't know how much there is yet.
And depending on how this all goes, there may be some in the registrar's budget. If we know that we happen to get it done, the last, you know, looks like it's going to get done this year.
State, we're still example, in negotiations with the transportation company. So I'm hoping that is favorable and we potentially
yeah,
be under budget on that.
And again, with the registrars, I'm thinking of something plus or minus, you know, in around 20,000. So it's not, it's money, but it's not going to fix this hole.
Do so if we have so that you can hire the kids out of the high school,
right?
The middle school too.
Sorry, go ahead, Rodney.
So if we happen to run into another 150, or is that still shooting low for givebacks?
Every little bit helps, I think.
I was going to say, I don't think you're going to find it all in one spot. I think you're going to find it all in a lot of little spots.
I don't think anybody wants to take it all in one spot either.
You can find it 10,000 at a time.
Even looking at the cap, is there any way, like, shaving a little bit off here or there of what? Different projects instead of bang, moving something completely to another year?
Well, it's 147,000 we can deduct, right?
No, that's the amount if you want to take all of that out. I'm just going through to proposed budget.
And if we had another more givebacks that equaled another 150, okay, would that total 300?
Looking for Kappa.
I still know we're trying to use a number that we don't, still moving.
No.
I don't think the exact Kappa pieces are in here.
No, they're not. Jill, do you have the Kappa?
Yes. I just told you it was 760.
No. Do you actually have the spreadsheet with it?
No, I do not have, I don't have access to it here.
There's that old one.
Do you have your binder?
So let's imagine that we can cut back on the capital. And then we have budget givebacks for this year. And we try to knock down our budget and come with a number on that for next year. So if we had 170 on the Kappa, and there's budget givebacks for this year of another 150, and we can come up with another 100 grand for next year's budgets. I mean, we're starting to push 300, 400 there. I think we need to set goals to try to get to that point so we have something to strive for.
Well, I would say, you know how you all knew about this lack kind of at the start, like as soon as that referendum season ended, that would have been the time to start looking at how are we going to make up for this missing 1.6 million next year, you know, or even just starting with 1 million for the, you know, future year, for us looking at it and thinking in 2 weeks, 3 weeks time, we're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, it's not.
Not responsible.
So April 21st is our public hearing.
Yep.
At 7:15. So that means that the Board of Selectmen would need to get together and agree on a number by either tomorrow or Monday, that they can bring us something to the table, and the same thing would apply to the Board of Education, so that we can come into that meeting with something that says this number is going to get smaller.
I mean, would we be coming in with something that's a goal or a commitment?
Oh, you need to have a commitment. Right. To say that when you come to this meeting, this is, we're able to reduce this, or we're, you know, ideally that's what you want to do, is have something that's real.
Well, then 3 months we'll have something real. But
because otherwise it's going to come down to, they're going to want 4 or 5%. They're going to keep voting no. Yep. Until we get there,
and then we're behind.
Say we have 300,000, and we just said that's another 700, you know, that we'd have to find cuts for to get to 4%.
So I'm looking at the Board of Selectmen capital proposals. This is from an earlier, this is from the town's budget earlier, and Danae just handed it over to me. So I'm looking at it, and Heritage Trail grant, but we have a fiscal year 27 cost of 25,000. To me, that's something that you might want to consider chucking. And then you got the Lyman Bridge construction and engineering. I don't think you want to get rid of that.
Oh.
Then we got town facilities, infrastructure and operation, maintenance of town buildings, roads and bridges. Again, you don't want to get rid of that because it's just going to get more in the future. Building and grounds pickup truck. That vehicle is at the end of its life. We're putting in 73 for that. Highway one-ton cab and chassis with utility.
But I'm wondering, instead, like, we can't get rid of them. Right, but could we shave 1,000 or 2,000 off of various projects? Because none of them have a firm price point right. on that. And they're like all guesstimates.
And looking at like some of the vehicle replacements, like those are the prices if you order a new truck with all the bells and whistles right. that you want.
So, like, so those prices actually come from the state bid list. And those prices were not pulled out of the hat. They were not pulled out of the air. They were actually pulled from the state bid list as part of building the capital budget. So those are.
And then we sat here going, how much? How much? How much do we think?
Those are real numbers.
So I'm looking. The Board of Ed, HVAC assessment, that's, you know, again, we're trying to spread the cost out of that. 6,000 for center school, 6,000 for the high school, district handicap van replacement, again, trying not to spend it all at 1 year to spread it out. So it's half of $85,000 this year. This coming year, rather, district utility truck with plow. Then you got the heat pumps. They're only, the Board of Ed select is only like 177,000 rounded up.
I just have to pick where it's going to come from. Right. Mm-hmm. We have to go down to the minimum, I don't think.
So I'm seeing that, like I said, I think with the Heritage Trail Grant, though, if you don't, how long do we have to spend that money, Jim, for the Heritage Trail Grant?
I think if we cut that out of the budget, the project's dead.
That's what I thought. So that saves money in the future.
That's a really sad way of thinking of that.
No, it saves $25,000 immediately, and then there's another. There's another basically $450,000 that you take out of the following year. Right. So that helps the following or the next year. So that helps there. And that's the only thing that I can see, you know, easily on here.
So we've already paid for all that engineering.
So is when I see the total cost, is that the total cost remaining on this? It says like 25,000 in FY27, and then the total cost is 572. So we've spent more. Is that, is the remaining available? Is the remaining to be spent 472?
On the Heritage Trail?
No, I don't know. Yeah, on Heritage Trail, because I'm looking, you said you did engineering, and then we have 25,000 in FY27, and we have a total cost of 472. So I don't know if that total cost is what's left, or it's had more taken out of it than the 25,000.
So I don't know. Sorry, I was just checking to see if I was muted or not. So that other piece of it, I believe, is the cost match, because project is over, I think it's like $1.5 million at current cost, and it's only funded 80% by the grant.
Okay.
That's for the piece that goes behind the town hall.
Yep. So that's the only one that's jumping out at me that'll save money for a little money next year and then more further down the road. And I don't know any of these other vehicles in here.
It'd be super helpful to see these live on this spreadsheet.
Right. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, because we are also
not. No, unfortunately. So I guess, Jim, I would just say for you and Rodney and any of the selectmen who can, is to take a look at this thing and come up with some things that you're comfortable with cutting, because I don't really see a heck of a lot on the, you know, the Board of Ed side.
On the Board of Ed side for capital, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'll see if we can come up with, you know, $140,000 or so.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, and I'm hesitant to cut some of the maintenance costs, because I mean, you look, the town hall, if you don't paint it, it's going to catch up with you later. It's going to look cruddy, and it's right in the center of town. And if you don't paint the troopers building, it's already, the windows in that place are shot. The glazing is gone from all of them when I've gone over there to look. And we're just talking about painting it, not even fixing the windows. And so I'm hesitant to cut any maintenance further on, you know, buildings.
Well, deferred maintenance always costs us more in the long run. So I certainly agree with you there, Ross.
Yeah, that's why I'm very hesitant, because we know what happened to the center school because of those ongoing discussions about fixing it versus leaving it alone versus tearing it down, and we never didn't do anything, and then it got torn down anyway. All right, I don't want to be, you know, a dead horse anymore with this, because it's already getting later. So that's all I could just say is for the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen, and to, you got to come up with some goals, and ideally you want to get rid of $1.6 million in your budgets together, but I don't see how you can do it. I think you're going to, you can take a little bit less out of that if you got to a, I would say the more realistic place to start is at a 4 or 5% budget increase. And what does, you know, tax increase, what does that look like on the spending side?
So assuming, again, you can get, you know, the 150 cut from Kappa. And then,
well, if you do a, basically, if you do a 4% or 5% increase, it's basically, there's no increase for either the Board of Ed or the Board of Selectmen. You're at last year's budget.
Yeah.
Because we still need to bring that money in. So, but if you're saying if you decrease the Kappa, you get like $75,000.
It's not a lot.
No.
Of anything that, you know,
meaningful.
Nothing.
Meaningful.
No.
then the other option being having to cut, you know, a million from somewhere.
Yep. So he said, this is a mess. We'll get through it. It's just not going to be, you know, pretty, because I would just say this is our goal, to get to a 5% at the most increase in you know, taxes. And that's going to be very painful.
And unfortunately, because of where we're starting this year, that increase is cuts to services and programs where we're at to make up for that deficit we're starting with at the beginning of the year.
And the only thing I think that we need to communicate on, the other thing we need to communicate is explain, you know, what happened, where the holes came from, be upfront about it. I'm going to just apologize for this happening again. I don't know what else I can do, because it's just not right that we're doing this, and that we then have to have a clear plan going forward. And we typically take the summers off, and I don't think we should this year as the finance committee. And I think that the finance committee and the board of ed and the board of selectmen got to really work our butts off during the summer and come up with a plan.
So now we need to increase revenues
of what we're going to do, whether it's trash collection and stuff, cutting that, and other things. I hate to do some of these things, because like you and I have talked about it, David, is like start cutting programs for the school.
Yeah.
That also is a deterrent to people wanting to move here. And it gets to be in a vicious cycle. You know, race to the bottom. And we can do the same thing on the board of selectmen side, where you start getting rid of the benefits that people want to get out of coming to Bolton.
Yeah.
And then you wind up with nobody wants, you know, fewer people want to come here. We're already losing population since I've been here. We were a little over 5,000. I think we're, what, 4,800 or so now. Over the last 17 years, we've been gradually creeping down. We've got an older population, too. So it's a real pickle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do we reduce the budget to a palatable amount without screwing the future?
Yeah.
And I think you're really going to have to engage the people, whether it's some way we do workshops with them, something completely different than what we've done. I don't know what it looks like. I just know that what we've done up to last year resulted in last year, and we continued it, and it got us the same thing this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you guys want to talk about under ongoing business, because I think we covered the communication. We have budget calendar. So let's do that. Let's do the budget transfer, and then we can adjourn. And
so our meeting is Tuesday.
Next one, yeah.
Yep. That's the public hearing.
Yep.
Well, can I ask what the public hearing, what the format, the agenda, like what that looks like? What
the format of it will be, we'll have that's about 30 to 50 people, if we're lucky, sitting in here. We'll have a few more online. And
Tuesday's cold, so it doesn't get too hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Tuesday's it's cold, so
I think it's supposed to be good.
Yeah. It's supposed to be cool. Back to semi-normal temperatures. Yeah. There's like 95.
A night like this with that many people in here would be brutal.
So we're going to, you know, typically they all show up. I welcome everybody. I, you know, kick off the budget. I typically will read through that first part of the budget. And like I said, this time I'm going to, you know, apologize for this happening again when I get to that part of the, you know, the presentation. But typically I go through that whole part up front, and then we get public comment, and I defer to first selectman, superintendent of schools, town administrator for, you know, the answers from the questions from the public.
Because it's more of an interactive public comment, right? Where you can respond.
They typically have to address me.
Right.
And then I can refer the question so it just doesn't get out of control. Most of the time they don't.
Right.
And so we do have a little bit of give and take, but this is formal. It's all recorded. You have to do the notice. The notice went out today. Yep. And yesterday, actually, we have all the documents that we just looked at on the screen or in the town hall or in the library and so forth from Senior Center for people to pick up copies of them. So it's like a coffee and conversation, but this is actually a legal proceeding. It has to fall under the FOIA and everything and various laws for notifying for public hearing that the state has put in place. But the format's similar to the coffee and conversation. And I found that people are, they're polite, they're pointed. And I typically will, if it's somebody's already asked the question and it's been answered, I'll try to, redirect them and so forth. But yeah, that's it. And you go till you feel like you've answered all they've asked their questions. And I will start out probably by saying limit their initial comments to say 3 minutes tops. And then if there's follow-ups and we have more time, we'll see how it goes.
And then after the public hearing, then we have
our meeting right after. And yep.
And they can before that
the Board of Selectmen meeting.
And your Board of Selectmen meeting and Superintendent Caruso's, you're presenting the budget to the PTA on Tuesday as well.
Yep. Yes, yeah, so a busy night for everybody. It's going to be a long night. And the so Jill then, and I went
and then the following week is another public hearing?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yep.
And the next one is a week later.
The third one?
No, so we have one on the 28th.
Yeah.
And the one on the 21st.
Just the two. Yeah, okay, two, yeah.
Yeah, and we have the special meeting after the one on the 21st, and we also have a special meeting after the one on the 28th.
And then we have a meeting May 7th, and that's the last day for us to set the mill rate for the budget referendum.
That's the last time to set the budget. We don't officially set
the mill rate. Sorry, set the budget.
This is a proposed budget with an associated mill rate. It's not formally setting the mill rate. That happens after the budget finally passes.
Got it.
So, yeah, I think the 7th will be... if we can do it sooner, the better. If we can figure it out on the 28th, unless there's some other information that we know you're going to have by the 7th of May. So any questions on budget calendar? Then if not, then we have one transfer, and that's within our budget. And it's just... it's not changing anything. It's just moving $2,100 from the category regular payroll to the category office/administrative services. And it's basically because when we set this up, we were paying our clerks as though they were salaried and taking, as though they were employees of the town and taking out Social Security and other stuff. We change them more to a consulting basis. They have to do that themselves. So it's just moving the budget, the money from one bucket to another.
I'll make a motion to transfer $2,100 from regular payroll to official/admin services.
Do I have
the finance committee?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Rodney. It's made by David Coles.
I assume I'll see this on Tuesday again.
Hmm?
I assume I'll see this again on Tuesday.
Actually, yes. We're all done.
No, yeah, but yes. No, it goes to the selectmen.
Okay, the selectmen's meeting. Right. I was thinking, I'm not going to see it at the public hearing.
Oh.
Okay, so any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Me. So the motion passes unanimously by all voting members.
I assume you filled this out, the sheet.
I did it with Jill.
Well, I appreciate you guys filling it out correctly. As we see all sorts of explanations up on the bottom.
I did not fill it out.
Well, whoever did it and helped, it is appreciated that it's...
That was Jenna. I'll give Jenna the credit. She did it.
We see the explanation all over the place, and it's actually in the right spot for once. We do. It usually ends up down in the comments or below the...
So you want me to, I presume, Jill, you want me to sign this and date it and all that other good stuff,
then
correct?
It goes to Jim.
And so then, Jim, should I leave this Jim's on your office. Door? Jim, I should leave this on your door.
Yes, if you do that, we'll be able to include your approval in the package that we're sending to the Board of Selectmen tomorrow.
Okay. Suppose. Today's date is the 16th, if I recall correctly.
Not for much longer, but that's correct.
Okay, let me go stick this up on Jim's door.
It's the day after tax day. How can you forget?
I guess you can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I abstain. Motion passes. See you guys later.
See ya.